Good morning and welcome to the January 24th, 2023 Cecil County Council meeting. First thing is you approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of January 10th. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Mr. President, I have none.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Now it's public comment time. Anybody in the public would like to make address council for up to 3 minutes about something we have control over, something we have interest in. Yes, ma'am, come down. There'll be a green light come on, and when red light comes on, you're finished, hopefully.
My name is Jill Hicks. My husband and I live in Chapel Green, Lewis. I am one of the founders and on the board of the Sussex Preservation Coalition. I appreciate council's job to balance the rights of property owners while providing for health, safety, and welfare of the county. However, it is time to acknowledge the growing imbalance of the two. Sussex County ordinances and codes were written to promote growth. I understand why that is. And in the past decade, strides have been made to streamline the process. During the past 18 months, I've had the opportunity to hear from many residents. Their main concern is overdevelopment, which has led to two unsafe conditions. The first is traffic congestion. However, the other risk that has ascended to the top is health care. We can no longer secure timely appointments with our doctors, and it's not the fault of the health care system. Sussex County has reached its crisis point, with the worst still looming ahead because there is a large number of approved permits in the pipeline. While on vacation in November, my husband Bill developed pancreatitis. Fortunately, we were in Charleston, South Carolina, where he was admitted and treated until he was well enough to make the trip home. When we arrived back in Lewis, Bill's doctor recommended that he see a gastroenterologist ASAP. One of the causes of pancreatitis is cancer. However, not even Bill's doctor could secure him an appointment with a specialist anywhere in Sussex County from Selbyville to Milford until August. He now travels 2 hours for his appointments. We have established doctors here. We just can no longer see them without waiting for months. And this has become exponentially worse in the last 2 to 5 years. I am not against development. My father was a builder. I worked for many years in Wawa's real estate department, responsible to find sites and build new stores in 5 states. Yes, Delaware is a property rights state, but Newcastle and Kent counties are part of the same state, and they are finding ways to strike a better balance. Here in Sussex County, the risks continue to outweigh the rewards. Now, having said all that, I am optimistic. Your denial on January 10th of the requested land use map is significant, greatly appreciated, and encouraging. We commend you and ask that you continue to hold the line on land use and zoning changes to higher density until the needs of the county can be restored to a safe and healthy balance. I and our allied organizations will do all we can to help you promote and enact ordinances and codes that will right the ship that has been taking on water and in need of a rescue. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nobody else signed up. I guess there's no one else out here who wants to speak. 3 minutes.
Thank you.
Albert, would you check online, please?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to make a public comment, dial 5-star. We have Maggie McLaughlin on the line. Maggie, your line is now open. Please state your name and address for the record before making your comment.
Hi, my name is Maggie McLaughlin. I live at 20831 Black Oak Place in Rehoboth. Thank you for this opportunity to address the council today. I am speaking as a representative of the Sussex Preservation Coalition. The Sussex Preservation Coalition is a coalition of local environmental groups in Sussex County, Delaware, that are dedicated to preserving and protecting local ecosystems. I and the coalition want to give the council a huge thank you for denying the land use map change along Route 1 corridor between Nassau Bridge and Lewis to Milford. The request for a land use map change from low density to coastal zoning, which council denied, was for a parcel that is less than half a mile away from the Great Marsh Preserve, one of the most pristine natural water resources in Delaware. By following the comprehensive plan's future use map and maintaining the current low density zoning, the council has helped to protect and preserve the Great Marsh. Once again, thank you for following the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan and not making an exception to the future land use map. Thanks.
At this time, there is no one else on the line.
Thank you. We will close public comment. Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. First item agenda is rules of procedure review related to tributes, resolutions, and proclamations. There was a memo in your packet as well as an updated rules of procedure. I'll go over the memo and then see if there's any questions or comments. Today we're going to review a request made by President Vincent related to the 2023 rules of procedure. The updated rules that are listed in the rules of procedure were drafted by county staff and our legal team, and the copy was provided. It's probably helpful to provide some background related to the documents of recognition issued by the county council. Traditionally, we use three forms of recognition, including resolutions, proclamations, and tributes. By code, resolutions are akin to ordinances, and they require review and approval by a vote of the county council. However, unlike ordinances, resolutions do not require a public hearing. Alternatively, proclamations and tributes are often issued by council in recognition of exemplary services or momentous occasions. Proclamations and tributes do not trigger council review and approval. However, there are times that council is not aware of the issuance of a proclamation and tribute. The amendment to the rules aims to address this potential issue. In previous years, the rules of procedure, there were steps to approve and issue a county council proclamation in Rule 11. However, references to proclamations were removed in Rule 11 back in 2017 to reflect the county's practices at that time. Moving forward, in this updated version, a new rule, Rule 11A, was added to keep this process by issuing proclamations and tributes separate from resolutions. And as you'll see, Rule 11A is very similar to Rule 11. The intent is to have all requests for proclamations and tributes be submitted in writing, and the staff will then circulate those requests to the entire county council. If a member wishes to have that request reviewed during a county council meeting, that member will ask to have it placed on a future agenda. At that point, the council will review and approve or disapprove the proclamation or tribute. If no member requests to have the proclamation or tribute placed on an agenda, that document will be processed by staff and issued accordingly. A new feature that staff included in Rule 11, it's in a Rule 11.3A, includes a reference to a new unique numeric series for all proclamations and tributes to identify the document and its content. We're taking that idea from the General Assembly. When they issue proclamations, they do have a unique series number so that the tributes can be referenced and reviewed, and there is no other repeat of that number, so it lives with that unique identification. Okay, that's a quick summation of what we believe is the intent for this update, Mr. President. I'll pause there and see if there are any questions.
Well, I did ask me on putting the agenda, and I thank you for doing that. I have done some research. I'm not done with that research yet. There's some, at least one thing I want to propose amending it to change this and add to it an additional thing. But I would, at this point in time, like to have this deferred until I can get that research done and then come back with what the other recommendation would be.
I'll second that.
Quick question.
Mr. Riley.
This would not have any impact on the ability of a member to, say, write a letter, even on letterhead, directly from them to a group, or
certainly not. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm.
Now, the rules of procedures don't, as currently written, do not reference letters from county council members.
Even on county letterhead?
That's correct.
Okay, just clarifying.
Can I ask a question?
Mr. Schaefer.
I know you have a motion on the table, but are you asking, just out of curiosity, what other, you know,
yes,
the legislature, yes, or Newcastle County, Kent County do?
Yes.
It just seems to, and believe me, it's no big deal, but it seems to me that this is just making it much more cumbersome for staff. You know, I'd rather be working on putting together a transfer of development rights ordinance and finishing up our master plan development ordinance.
Sure.
And getting those things finished instead of worrying about proclamations.
Well, that's why I'm doing the research.
Okay.
Not staff, and I'll have that done next couple weeks, I would hope, and have answers and come back with a recommendation to make an addition to this.
All right, great.
And we'll see what everybody wants to do, so.
I second your motion.
Is that, will you make the motion?
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Rowley, second, Mr. Schaefer, to defer. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Rowley, aye, yes, motion carried. Next, Mr. Lawson.
Okay, next is the county administrator's report for January 24, 2023. Item one, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, the vineyards at Nassau Valley Phase 3 plan review and Friendship Creek Phase 1C pump station and forced main construction record received substantial completion effective January 9th and January 11th, respectively. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Ashman, 2022 mass annexation request. Good morning.
This is a cleanup for our mass annexations for the year of 2022. Under the authority of the county engineer, the engineering department has been accepting annexation fees and connecting individual parcels on an as-needed basis, many based on an environmental need. And the county engineer may grant these connections to scattered parcels at the EDU density of the abutting property, but cannot exceed 12 EDUs per acre. And the parcels must be able to become contiguous. Connection must be evaluated and determined not to overload capacity in our existing infrastructure. And we're submitting this list of parcels as an all-encompassing annexation for those parcels previously requesting, paying the appropriate annexation fee, and meeting the previous statements required. Parcels are 23412-212, 2111, and 210. These three parcels are actually all together and can make a connection into a community to the rear of them with some infrastructure installation. And then parcel 134-7-118. We'd like to request permission to adjust the sewer tier maps and reflect the addition of these parcels.
You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves mass annexation as presented on January 24th, 2023, and gives permission to adjust the sewer tier maps accordingly.
Pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Question on the motion. Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Medlars. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, council members. If I may follow up on Mr. Ashman. So these parcels come up throughout the year, and you know the authority rests with the engineer under the code. And some of them are easier because they're already contiguous, and some of them we're working on establishing the continuity for no other reasons but to satisfy an environmental hardship if the people have, you know, like expressed that. So I wanted to let you know that they come up all the time over the year, and it's very important to have that in the code. It's a
sure.
good section.
Sure.
Thank you for allowing me to comment on the last one. We're back in Herring Creek. This time, Herring Creek water. So I wrote you a very concise summary on the sewer side. So you see all the sewer contracts, all the sewer engineering amendments, and we will be finished by this fall with the sewer in Winding Creek Village.
Wow.
So that's the last one. So let's just say in 2023 we will close out Herring Creek and close the books on the sewer side. You may recall Herring Creek funded by USDA, Winding Creek Village water funded by the state revolving fund drinking water side. non-wage rate requirements, wage rate requirements. Projects cannot overlap. So when we walk away from the Herring Creek, Winding Creek Village component sewer, the base will be paved, but no top will be paved. Then this water work will start, and then we will complete under the water project. So because of that timely separation, there was really no urgent need to come up with a final water design. So we went as far as having a preliminary design, which we just used and put on the sewer drawings just for the public to see where the lots are which are served and where the properties, where the lines will come from the water supplier being Tidewater. So now we need to move to the final design, get the project permit ready, bid and advertise. So come fall, we're ready to advertise. So immediately following the sewer closure, we're going to follow up with the water. So it's a big milestone. Since Whitman has been doing all the work for us in the Herring Creek, so it's a logical choice to just have him continue. BB moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department Amendment 6 to the EJCDC base engineering contract for the Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District with Whitman Record and Associates be approved in the amount not to exceed $370,287 for the final design, construction, administration, inspection services from the Winding Creek Village Water District.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Hello, Mr. Schaefer.
Yeah.
Mr. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Aye, we have motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's well within our budget for the water project, so we should be
very good. That's always a good thing in budget. Yeah,
Mr. President, while Mr. Medlars is here, I know that the council knows that he works very hard on Friday morning early. He was exchanging emails with one of the associate attorneys in my office, and then he said, you go ahead and give me a call, we can discuss it. That was 4:50 a.m. He was in the office here, hard at work. So
did they call you right back?
Miss yeah. Kleinstuber and I had a good conversation at 4:50, yes.
Okay. Yes.
There you go.
Wow.
She
please don't send me something that morning. Old business, Mr. Whitehouse.
Mr. Whitehouse is always late.
Mr. Medlars is not wrong. We have three items of old business this morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first item is conditional use number 2329, filed on behalf of Thomas Dragon, trustee. Council may remember this from the last council meeting on January 10th. This is a conditional use application for boat restoration to be located at 37230 Dirksen Creek Road in Frankfurt, and council deferred for further consideration. So.
Any questions of council? Mr. Moore, please, short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a boat restoration business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 6.20 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Second, Mr. Schaefer, thank you. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Okay, thank you. This applicant seeking a boat restoration business involving fiberglass work and grinding that'll take place within a 48-by-100-foot metal building located on what I believe is a predominantly residential area on a narrow dead-end road. We don't really know what the applicant is proposing for the site. There was testimony there will be grinding, but we don't know what size or type of grinders will be used, the frequency of the grinding, or other factors. If the conditional use was approved, there would be no way to really limit the scope of the work occurring or the noise generated through the conditions. For example, we wouldn't be able to adequately address the size, numbers, frequency, or type of grinders in use, or limit the noise generated by them. Also, I did not find the applicant's evidence about noise to be persuasive. Whether it was intentional or not, the applicant presentation led us to believe that the noise levels were tested on this site and within this building. Only after some questioning from council We were told instead the testing was done on some other building somewhere else. There's no way to know whether that building was actually tested in the same, would test the same. We don't know the surrounding area, buildings or vegetation that might affect decibel readings. We don't know what type of grinder was used, what type of grinding pad was used, what was being ground, or how long the grinding lasted. We don't know any details about the size of the vacuum system or where it's located within the building. We don't really know any details about the noise readings at all. And again, these readings evidently occurred on a completely different property with a completely different building. As the applicant alleged forensic expert stated in his letter, credible witnesses and credible facts are crucial. Here, neither witness testimony nor facts about the noise readings were credible. I also must consider the fact that there are no other businesses of this type along Derrickson Creek Road. Although the applicant testified that there are other businesses in the area on internet searches, there are no industrial repair service, manufacturing, or other intensive commercial uses actively occurring within the vicinity. For instance, while there are kayaks located on a nearby property, that's simply a winter storage, and the actual business is conducted in multiple locations in the summertime off-site. There are no kayak businesses occurring on that property. Also, while there was reference to a construction business nearby, the owner of that business testified that he simply lives at the location and may do some paperwork from his home, but that the employees and other activities of that business are located elsewhere. I must also give weight to the fact that there was no testimony in support of the application from the residents, from any residents or homeowners along the Derrickson Creek Road. The only property owner along the road who supported the application was someone who owns undeveloped property. On the other hand, several homeowners provided credible testimony that the use would not be compatible with the neighborhood, would generate unwelcome noise, odors, and dust, and the negative impacts of vehicle and boat trail traffic generated by this use and other factors. I also do not agree with the applicant's suggestion that our comprehensive plan supports this program or this application. For example, I don't believe that it promotes tourism. Instead, I think this proposed use involves fiberglass work, or involving fiberglass work and grinding is actually contrary to tourism. The use does not draw people to the location or the area, and the heavy commercial or light industrial nature of the use is inconsistent with hotel or restaurant uses typically associated with tourism. Finally, I agree with the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation for denial that it made after its hearing. For all these reasons, I vote no on this application.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Schaefer.
I visited the site. I do not believe the proposed use is appropriate for that location. I also agree with Planning and Zoning's recommendation, and I vote no.
Sir, Mrs. Green.
Based on the recommendation of denial from Planning and Zoning and testimony given here today, I vote to deny.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Wiley.
Well, evidently I'm in the minority on this one, but you know, I do believe that this this industry, this business would support tourism because people keeping their boats active in the waterways promotes tourism, and this is a support to that industry. I think about the history of Sussex County, and over the generations, people have almost always had some sort of business that they conducted in their own property, you know, from their backyard, from their farm. I think along the road where I live, over a 4 or 5 mile stretch, I think there are about 10 home-based businesses of various types. And in this instance, the applicant has over 6 acres. He's suggesting that he will be conducting his work on an inside an enclosed building, and that he's going to be working with fiberglass. And so typically the type of grinder you would use with that would be a handheld DeWalt, which is not terribly noisy. I use one myself quite often. And you know, I just feel that it's not inappropriate for someone to conduct business of that nature on their own property. And I think we should come down on the side of people being able to utilize their own property as they choose, because it's their property. You know, if we were to offer conditions, you know, I would, you know, if they agreed to Monday through Friday, you know, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., you know, all the work conducted inside the building with the door closed, you know, one small unlit sign, you know, no material stored outside, all the work to be conducted inside, the doors closed. I mean, that sort of set of conditions, I think it would be perfectly acceptable. And so I guess I'm in the minority vote on this one.
So your vote is?
Yes.
Thank you. I also, Mr. Hudson's testimony and reasoning, the reason given by planning and zoning, I agree with those. I'm going to vote no. Motion is denied. Next, sir.
Thank you. Our next application, all business, is change of zone number 1969, filed on behalf of Ron Sutton. And County Council may remember this from the last County Council meeting on January 10th, where it was deferred for further consideration. This is a change of zone application from AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District to MR Medium Density Residential Zoning District for a property located at 34667 Central Avenue in Frankfurt. So.
Thank you, sir. Any questions of Council? Questions of Council? Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MR medium residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 14.45 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure, Council.
Mr. President,
Mr. Hudson,
I'm going to request to defer this. We've been working with staff quite a bit, and I'd like to work with staff some more to nail down some further details.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second. Second, Mr. Schaefer. To defer.
Yes, sir.
Questions on the motion?
Yes.
Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be the motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. And our last item of all business is for the same parcel of land. This is a conditional use number 2339, also filed on behalf of Ron Sutton. And this is a conditional use application for multifamily dwelling units, 60 units on the same parcel.
Any questions of Council? Questions of Council? Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in a MR medium residential district for multifamily, 60 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 14.45 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 9, with conditions 10A through Q.
Pleasure, Council.
Mr. President, this is tied directly to the previous application. I would also move to defer that one. For the same reasons.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried.
That's all
Thank
I have.
You, Thank sir. You, sir. Have a great day. Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Delaware Manufactured Home Owners Association. They're requesting $2,000 for educating and aiding manufactured homeowners program. There are no previous grants to this organization. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Schaefer.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes, sir.
This wonderful organization, their business address is in your district.
Yes, it is.
And I appreciate everything they do. And I did ask for this to be placed on the agenda. So I will offer them $500 from the third district account.
Okay, I'll offer $500 from first district account. Anybody else? Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, somebody.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Green. To grant $1,000 to Delaware Manufactured Homeowners Association for their education and aiding manufactured owners program, being $500 from District 1 Council MAG account and $500 District 3 Council MAG account. Questions on the motion?
Mr.
Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Oh. Mr. President. I'm
yes,
sorry,
sir.
I'm a little late on the draw.
Okay.
I would grant 500 too. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. So we'll.
I'm a little ahead of myself.
That's okay. We'll. It's okay, Mr. Schaefer, to amend the motion.
Yes, sir.
Okay. To grant $1,500. The other $500 coming from District 4 Council MAC.
Yes,
account.
Sir. Sorry.
Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
And the next one is Race for Warriors. is requesting $2,000 for the Race for Warriors event. The event will honor veterans who have served in the Middle East. The last grant received for this event was $2,300, which was $460 from each member. Mr. Riley, placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
I'm prepared to do all of it, but if everyone wants to participate, I'm certainly open to that as well. So,
and I'm sorry, what was the total?
$2,000 for $2,000. So it would be, if everybody did, be $400 each district.
I'll do that.
I'd gladly do that.
Mrs. Green, you
okay? I will do that as
okay,
well.
We're all good with that. So, Mr. Riley, your motion would be to grant $2,000.
Yes.
The Race for Warriors Incorporated for the Race for Warriors event being $400 each councilmanic district. That motion is seconded by?
Second.
Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I'll be the motion carried. Next.
Okay, and then the last one is Nick Mar Youth Connection Enterprise. They're requesting $1,000 for their Eastern Shore Alumni Basketball Classic. There have been no previous grants to this organization, and Mrs. Green placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green.
I will do the $1,000 to the Eastern Shore Alumni Basketball Classic.
Okay.
From my account.
Motion, Mrs. Green. Second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer to grant $1,000 to the Nick Mar Youth Connection Enterprise Incorporated for the Eastern Shore Alumni Basketball Classic from District 2 Councilmanic account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinance. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one, and it's in Mr. Schaefer's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a year-round flood food vendor. To be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.12 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Schaefer introduced it. Councilmember comments. Councilmember comments. Entertaining motion to go in recess until 1:30 public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Hudson, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be at motion carried. We're now in recess until 1:30 for public hearings.